So our first question then, which will be a focal point of this course, is the question of God. The second question is Torah. What do I mean by Torah? Torah literally means the five books of Moses. But here I mean Torah in a much broader sense. Torah as the embodiment of what Jews do, of Jewish activities, or to use another Hebrew word, the word mitzvot, or commandments, ritual commandments, moral commandments, what God requires me to do. A Jew in the pre-modern era understood this perfectly. It meant following what he called 613 commandments that had been articulated by the rabbis, had been put in a form of a code. Jews had to follow these commandments. The question of our own century and the previous centuries is the question of, are Jews still required to observe these commandments? Do we still accept the notion of a traditional revelation and the dictates of rabbinic law? Indeed, if we cannot, how can we define, how might one define Jewish identity? In place of Jewish law, in place of these requirements, what does a Jew do to express his or her own identity? Speak Hebrew, eat Jewish food, I call that the gastronomic Jew, or I feel Jewish, the cardiac Jew. Do I socialize with Jews? Do I live in Israel? What do I do? Do I go to church or to go to a synagogue a couple of times a year? I probably wouldn't go to church. I'd go to synagogue first. What do we do to define the nature of Jewish activity? What makes a person Jewish is the question of Torah. In other words, the second question is how do we define Jewish practice? To say you want to be Jewish is one thing. To do something that is Jewish becomes a question that Jews in the modern era need to grapple with. The final question is the question of Israel. And here I mean Israel not in the sense of the state, even though that is really part of the question. What I'm talking about is the whole issue, which for centuries has troubled Jews, but particularly has manifested itself in the last two or three centuries. And that is the question of Jewish particularity. In a universal culture, why should Jews remain distinct and apart from others? Why? Why can't my son marry that nice Catholic girl? Why can't Jews and Christians just get together? Why can't Jews and Muslims get together? Who needs nationalities? Who needs distinctiveness? Who needs separate categories, Jews, Christians, Muslims? Why can't individual Jews intermarry with non-Jews? Why can't we break down the barriers? Doesn't love conquer all? And therefore, in this universal setting of ethics, how can we impose a specific, particular ethic in defining Jews this way as opposed to the others? That is a very difficult question. That question can be asked in other centuries. It was easier to ask in other centuries, primarily because Jews lived in relatively segregated worlds, imposed upon them by the outside world. The question didn't have to arise in this way. They knew they were Jews because they were defined by the other. The Christian governments or the Muslim governments defined Jews as Jews. You knew who you were. You were Jews. You were the people of the book. In the modern era, where there is an attempt to create a kind of homogeneous culture, where everyone is a Frenchman or an Englishman or a German or an American, why create these separate barriers? And here then, of course, comes the question, if indeed universality is the ideal, why create in the 19th and 20th century a Jewish state in the land of Israel? In the world that we live in now, with all of its turmoil and all of its suffering, what is the rationale of a distinct Jewish state of Israel, as opposed to a binational state or something else? Why do the Jews need to go create a separate place defined according to their own Jewish tradition? Is there a rationale for Jewish nationalism, for a Jewish distinctiveness, for a Jewish style of life which will characterize the land of Israel? That, of course, is a question that has political overtones, which I will not enter into at this point. But clearly it is part of our third question, the question of Israel, the question of defining Jewish particularity. And perhaps that question encompasses the other two as well, because God and the question of Jewish practice is ultimately tied up with the question of how I define my Jewish identity. Why should I be distinct? Why should I be separate? What is the meaning of that separateness in the context of a world which pressures me, which imposes to me the ideal of a universal brotherhood or sisterhood among all human beings? What is moral and ethical? What is meaningful in the context of the Jewish experience? These, then, are the questions that we will pose to all of the thinkers of this course. And some of them may have partial answers, some may have full answers. But all of them will somehow have to direct these questions as they wrestle with the existential dilemmas of the modern Jewish experience. Thank you.